Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Load it up. Thrilled to bring you Dr. Oz coming our way today at 12:30. And I think what RFK Jr. with the president, look, the broad stroke of this, we're tired of just hearing, well, autism happens, we don't know why. I'm all on board with that. But there are complications with this Tylenol thing about how to couch this. And if women are pregnant or have been pregnant, they think about the Tylenol part of this. This is a highly sensitive area. But I told you yesterday, and I think you're going to hear from Dr. Oz at 12:30, that more important than even the information that's out there about potential, if not causality, association of Tylenol with autism, you're going to hear about this, and it's really an enhanced vitamin B as a potential mitigator, I wouldn't say cure, for autism. That's even more important. And the media seems to have lost their mind. They're not with that. They're nowhere near that. We have President Trump at the UN, and I want to play you in a minute what he said in the speech about the escalator. And do you put your hand on the escalator when you're going up and down? Why? Just crouch down a little bit. You'll get on there. You can balance it. You don't have to be touching it. And I thought Trump, you know, was concerned with germs. There's a lot of germs on there. It's crazy to touch it.
I'm still on this, dude. I got to ask. Are you liking like a catcher's pose as you travel slowly?
No, just a little bit of a crouch to get on there. I mean, everybody's got good enough
3-point
balance.
3-point stance.
At least most people listening right now. Try it out if you're anywhere near an escalator. Yes. So we have that. And, of course, we have Jimmy Kimmel tonight coming back. Here is Trump talking at the UN after the teleprompter broke down. Now, look, you know, at the UN, Trump has already slammed them. He said everything that people that elected him would say about the UN, which it just gets more inefficient and worse by the day. It is just a scene from Star Wars when you look out at the dictators. Erdogan is meeting with Trump. You know, all these guys are in town from Turkey. I'll play you a cut. The guy from Turkey saying he doesn't consider Hamas to be a terrorist organization. How do you deal with people like this? I told you what Trump told us in the Oval Office. He took Mary Walter, who fills in here quite a bit, and a couple of us were there, and he said, Mary, you're the only female. Come and sit in this chair. It's where I put the dictators. So be watching that all the time. It's the chair, if you're looking by the camera, for you, if you're looking at TV, it would be to your left, that chair. Next to Trump is usually where he puts the dictator's chair. All right, here's Trump, though, at the UN, blaming his lateness on the escalator.
Dana have just walked in right on time, I would say. Right on cue.
Yeah, they're a couple of minutes ahead of schedule, and, you know, we love that punctuality.
Yes.
And the First Lady also going to address the UN as well as she arrives with her husband, and they go up the escalator this time.
I heard a few questions being shouted there, but no responses. Stand by. I don't know if there's audio on that or not.
Chuck Schumer.
Okay, I heard the end. That was Chuck Schumer, and there's a reason for that.
Right, so we just saw in the commercial break that President Trump has posted a very lengthy Truth Social, and it is all about the Democrats. And you might have heard that Senator Chuck Schumer and the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, they have asked for a meeting with President Trump on Thursday to try to avoid this government shutdown and maybe bring up other things. He's saying that he doesn't think a meeting will be productive with them. He's saying that there are principles in a letter that's been laid out, and if they can't agree to that, I suppose there might not.
All right. And meanwhile, Trump is stuck on the escalator.
Well, that's the visual of it. The escalator's not going anywhere.
Right. And the first lady starts to, in high heels, go up to the top. And then Trump has to go up to the top, walk up to the top.
No, she made the business decision, the executive decision. All right, we're walking.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're not going back down and around.
Was she touching the escalator?
Yes.
Well, I've never done it in high heels, so I may have to make an exception for that. All right, so I just find it to be curious. It's germ-ridden. Just take a look at that belt.
Well, it's funny because she did it, and then everyone proceeded to follow her, even her husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
yeah.
Caroline Leavitt, I thought, was, you know, right there. Someone like that, you know, they all touched it. They all touched both sides all the way up.
Wait a minute. Both sides of the thing? Oh, the gods. Oh,
yeah, like
my
they're on like
goodness.
like a rocky ship.
Now, I have to ask Dr. Oz today at 12:30 about touching the escalator. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel back tonight, and we have a great guy, Christian Toto, at 2 o'clock today, the guy that really covers show business, Hollywood, I would say from a center-right position, definitely. This has been predicted he'll come back. Now, I have a lot of the odds makers. Will he apologize or not? I don't think he's going to do a frontal apology. The best that I've seen will have him sort of playfully playing with what he said. Here's what the deal is. Well, first of all, Sinclair has now been joined by Nexstar. Both of them will not show it. But will they be under pressure? The Inquirer says 1 million people in Pennsylvania households will be shut out from seeing Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Here's what I think the deal is, and they'll let it filter out. That Kimmel has told, first of all, he's up in May. So I think he struck a deal with the people in charge here, Disney, et cetera, where he is going to go somewhat easier on Trump, at least on paper. That's what he's saying. He'll tone it down a bit, subtly, and they'll be okay to bring him back. So what's the lesson of all this? Well, on Twitter, people are having a field day, and they're making a good point. Wow, what a dictator. What an authoritarian. Hitler, Mussolini, Erdogan. What has Trump done here? He's gotten him a four-day vacation. No, it's not about Trump. It's about the fact that this was a business decision to try to take the energy out of this because of the rawness of it. So it cuts away from the left making this a First Amendment case. If we're under a dictatorship, how in the world does Jimmy Kimmel come back on tonight after a somewhat vacation? It's an obvious thing that's going on here. Now, is this going to stick? The one thing I don't want, this Brendan Carr guy, settle down, the FCC guy now. I don't want him in a frontal attack here with Kimmel. I don't see Kimmel apologizing tonight, because if he apologizes, we're not going to accept it that it's genuine or authentic based upon, it would take a lot. I don't know what he could do, break down and throw himself down. I don't know. And he knows the people in Hollywood that backed him up, those 400 that wrote an open letter. Jennifer Aniston, suddenly, she's for the First Amendment. Who knew? They would then shun him. I think we have Howard Stern here, of course, weighing in. And speaking of germophobes, Howard Stern is apparently Jimmy Kimmel's one of his better friends, Henry. Do we have that one, Howard Stern?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. All right. So the issue is tonight, what will we do? I know I'll be watching. It's part of this job. And I predict they'll show a lot of they'll show Jimmy dressing up in something like he's in sackcloth and ashes, you know, over these four. They'll play with the 4 days he was out. What was he up to? What was going on? But they're not going to apologize. They're not going to apologize to half of the country that they wronged here, without a doubt. We also have some more. Mike had brilliant stuff from her audiobook. Kamala Harris, of course, goes to Rachel Maddow now. That's a new spot you go for the first interview. And with Maddow, talking about she is offended that people thinks she didn't pick Buttigieg because he's gay, then she determines that that's the reason she didn't pick him. But America's at fault. She really, really, she should have, the 107 days, if it had been 50 days, she might have had a shot at winning. The fewer days, the better for her. You remember some of the polling, some of the stuff that was going on there, and she did raise $1 billion. But even over 107 days, she can't hide who she is and what she's about. All right, let me give you the side question. Dr. Oz here at 12:30 today. We're going to talk with Mike Donahue, the chair over there in Cape May, the Republicans. Big event coming to the Seaport, just at the end of the boardwalk in North Wildwood. It's a great spot on October 10th. Not one, not two, but three 1210 hosts are going to be speaking there. What's the matter? Only three? Come on. In support of Jack Chitterelli. So I asked him, you know, how long do you get to speak? He was mum on that, thinking, well, we would read the crowd and all. You know, I'm thinking under 2 minutes, but okay. Might go on for a while, you know, once you get up there. And Jack Chitterelli is a gravy guy. I'm going to give him my full endorsement based on that alone. Mikey Sherrill doesn't look like she's either. Okay. Side question today. We had Joe Concha on, and Johnny Z. Henry already asked, I know it's kind of early into the future, for Mulligan's 2026, Dom Giordano Day, et cetera. Yeah, well, I like, let's start booking. He wants to get Joe Concha there. The last time he asked me to get Scott Presler there, did I deliver? Yes, I delivered. All right, multiple times. Can I get Joe
Every
Concha?
Every time.
I know Joe Concha is a Jersey guy. But
oh,
he's
is he really?
Yeah,
oh.
But he's a central North Jersey guy. But I think he could be persuaded. Yeah, he was unbelievable yesterday. And he told us that talking with his publisher, one of the options for his next book would be a fun thing, The 99 Worst People in the World, something like that, in quotes, not Putin, not anything really, the worst.
In good fun.
In good fun. Let me see. So, Kirk, be alert here. You know, we're not taking answers like Putin.
And right. Yeah,
and you're not going to win just by saying Pelosi or Budweiser.
Right, yeah. Henry, before we came in,
he
gave me the heads up. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Real or fictional? Real okay. or fictional?
Okay.
Have a little bit of fun. Now, he said, I wouldn't have picked this guy, but he's been out there insufferable, again, clueless. Don Lemon has been pretty bad lately. So Joe said that's who he would lead off with. He's going to rank them 1 through 99. I got to lead off easily. Now, maybe not easily. Yeah, I still got to say it. Maybe it's sexism. Keith Olbermann is being investigated for a threat he made to one of my great friends. It's shocking. Scott Jennings. With the shooting he put up on Twitter of Charlie Kirk, he put, "You're next, blank, blank," about Scott Jennings, towards Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings has reported it, I believe, to the Secret Service, or at least the federal government. Full investigation underway. Can you imagine this guy in court? How long has he gotten away with this? And you know what, Henry? I'm going to do a special this year since he's riled up. Every Columbus Day, I put out how Columbus was much more difficult, what he did, than Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. It sets Olbermann off. He goes nuts. I remember the first time he did it. Thousands and thousands and thousands. So you can help me out at Dom Show 1210. Give me the verbiage that I should use for this year's. Maybe I'll do a pre-Columbus Day because they'll see it. Or 10 days of Columbus Day building up. See what he might do. So he's threatened Scott Jennings. I could argue that Olbermann, even though he's not as prominent, is one of the worst people in the world.
Totally.
But my leader in the clubhouse is Meghan Markle. I just, she fits it so beautifully, the self-indulgence slash Prince Harry, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's really a shame because I really liked her in Suits.
She was great in it, and it's like, oh, that's the person
behind that character?
The Netflix thing. Can you imagine working on that set?
And a podcast sucks, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at what you're working.
Stage thing of all
tell
time.
Tell the podcast exactly right. guy, hey, you're not a good director. Can't you? You're not a good producer. Can't you produce something here?
Exactly right.
The thoughts of Meghan Markle waiting for the script. It'd be like, maybe she should do a talk show. Alec Baldwin's a little bit dated, but he's always in there. He's always in the running. Yeah, there we go. Henry, who's yours?
Yeah, so I got two right here. Yeah. First one I'm going to take off is Jared Leto. Nothing personal with Jared Leto.
Okay.
Well, I guess it is kind of personal.
Yeah.
But if he shows up in a movie I'm watching, I already know that movie's over. It's terrible. It's god awful. I mean,
that's a good sign.
You know what? It's just every time he comes up, I'm like, all right, it's done. Okay. It's not going to happen. The other one I'm going to take off, not necessarily a specific person, but I guess it might be more people. The worst person in the world is the people that will rev their engines outside my apartment building after midnight, you know, all throughout hours of the night. It's the worst person ever. What are you doing? Who are you trying to prove that to? You're just being annoying, trying to wake everyone up in the middle of the night?
That's a good one.
That's a worst person move.
I would put on mine, where we are, Henry, and you haven't been to the Giordano Estate. You will be.
Mm-hmm.
The bus, they're doing construction on Mount Pleasant, which is a big avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So they rerouted the bus. It turns it at our corner, and around the clock, three or four times an hour, caution, bus is turning, and you can hear it for a half block away while sleeping with the windows up and all
right.
night long.
Yeah.
Caution, bus is turning.
Yeah,
all right.
Brutal.
Did you have another one?
No, that was it. Those are the two. I just can't stand them, but it's every night.
All right. Kirk, how about you?
Okay, so I agree with Henry on the loud racing on the streets. I agree with you on that. That happens on my street constantly, day in, day in.
Go to bed.
Exactly right. So, but mine, though, and it's not personal, but I despise, and the worst person in the world is Don Lemon.
You're still going with Don, didn't you hear
Double
what we
down
said?
On Don.
Yeah, exactly. That's Joe Conscious said John Lemon. Yeah.
His man on the street interviews where he tries to question, and these people are
right?
Yeah, that's mine.
Wow.
Yep, that's mine.
Did you hear me say that, but you still went with it, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I heard it. Okay, I heard it, but I'm still going with it.
He just wants to let you guys know. He really doesn't like
Yeah, that's really.
Exactly right. Yep.
We'll tell Joe Conscious got a good eye on this. All right, so... have fun with it. Don't make it either an evil dictator or Nancy Pelosi or how about Nancy Pelosi's husband? You know, let's be a little bit.
The worst in air quotes, more
in
or less. Quotes.
Yeah, that's what
straddle about. That line.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Keith Olbermann did coin the phrase. The worst on his person.
Know, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And when I would fill in for Bill O'Reilly, they said never mention that man's name on air or off air. It was that intense.
Wow.
Because he named, and he called him Bill O, worst person in the world like 85 times in a year, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Jeez.
He named our own Joan, the school board member, the worst person in the world. She's listening today. She can call in on this. I'd be interested to hear hers. All right, that's the side. So we got Kimmel tonight. I'm predicting he's going to tone it down a bit with Trump, at least for a week or so. That's the deal. That's what they're going to be telling people. Now, our next star and Sinclair going to bend. If they don't, this is going to be difficult for ABC to get away with this. 855-839-12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tap. All right, so Kamala Harris on The View this morning, and she had to reassure Sonny Hostin that her question did not cost her the election. Well, I would say it did help. Now, I know you can say, look, you're forgetting we were in the middle of it, at least on paper, because America had not fully seen how bad she was. She had raised $1 billion. It's a lot of money, even for a moron to spend. And Sonny Hostin was trying to throw her the ultimate layup, the ultimate softball. You know, is there anything you would do differently than Joe Biden? I mean, if you can't thread the needle on that, and if you're worried about offending Biden and Biden world at that point, it was 28 days out from the election, then you have no business being in this. I'll play you a little. Thanks, Emery. Here's how it sounded. And she tried to reassure Sonny Hostin it didn't hurt her that much. It did.
And I realize now that I didn't fully appreciate that how much of an issue it was.
Yeah, that President Biden was deeply unpopular. I did realize that. And in during your appearance, and you write about it, you say everything about my appearance on The View was going well until it wasn't. And if you recall, you were here 28 days before the election. And I asked you if there was anything you would have done differently than President Biden during the past 4 years. And you said, quote, there is not a thing that comes to mind, end quote. You write you had no idea. You just pulled the pin on a hand grenade. Mm-hmm. In the moment, I knew. Mm-hmm. The Trump campaign weaponized your answer against you, my question. And some, including James Carville and Jake Tapper, point to that answer as a turning point in your candidacy. Do you think that moment tipped the election?
No. No.
Good, because Sonny doesn't want to take the blame.
All right. So, you know what? It was just another affirmation of how vapid this woman is. And you cannot. Well, we didn't know Joe was Adam. Oh, my God. Give us a break. Yes. Now, there's a million other reasons. And I was in the spin room during the debate with Harris and Trump in Philadelphia. And I could tell you there were hundreds and hundreds of media people there. They thought that was a turning point for Harris. But this thing on The View definitively was a turning point. To lose the popular vote and lose all seven swing states, America has spoken. There is no comeback from this. But that was a moment. It was the pause, too. She couldn't just have a conversation and answer. My goodness. If you can't differentiate without going crazy, then how in the world do you have any sense of the issues, policies, etc.? She, with Rachel Maddow, we'll play that a little bit later in the show, was on last night explaining, well, yeah, I don't think I didn't pick him as VP because he was gay. Then she explained that's why she didn't pick him. America would not accept this. She's doing real damage out there. Let her keep at it. It's, you know, an interesting thing. And I would tell you at a certain point during the campaign, it looked as if, based upon anything we had, that things were going to be relatively tight. I still thought Trump would win. But winning all seven swing states and the popular vote, that is an amazing comeback. One of the biggest in history. Okay. Side question today, then. The insufferable. Now, you know, I see people have, you know, general groups here. Okay. But I'm looking even more for a person. Joe Concha on with us yet? The editor says, give us 99 people who are the worst people. Not Putin, not any of that kind of stuff. You know, and not the tired ones that we see unless you got some clever take on it. Harris would be in there somewhere. I would put definitively in there Josh Shapiro, and he's got sort of a national profile now, so he would fit. When I see Shapiro, I just see menace of how this guy has been able to move forward. He doesn't have a national profile, so I can't throw Larry Krasner in there. Locally, though, he'd be in the top three. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil, you are on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon, Phil.
And always a great afternoon to you on my way down to see Trump in Washington.
Ah, okay.
That's my Tuesday trip. But the issue that I have was with those three-wheel bikes. Doesn't matter what hour, what day, what time, they're blasting their stereos way out of control.
All right, we got you. Three-wheel bikes. All right, let's try to go back a little bit toward a person. Might be, it's not a pet peeve thing. We're more asking about a person here. All right, if you can name one. throughout. That's what we're looking for. All right, Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz came on with me at the beginning of the Senate campaign. We remained friendly throughout that. And, you know, I thought right away yesterday, he's the doctor standing there with RFK Jr. and with President Trump. I cannot tell you that it was perfectly articulated yesterday, because this is touchy business. Telling women not to take Tylenol, that's what the president said. And going back, if you did take it and your kid's autistic, that's got to be quite a burden. I will say, the thing I'm on board most with this is to say, we are going to get to the bottom of what is causing this uptick in autism. And Dr. Oz, I think, differs with me. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on radio. I still think we're better at cataloging people as autistic, but they seem to think that things like Tylenol are big. So Dr. Oz will be next. He was right there articulating this as the only doctor there with President Trump and RFK Jr. And I think this is a pretty good start. I agree. They started with this. They didn't start with vaccine, because they're going to have a real battle over that. And why is this so important? Because it gets into the vaccine thing, ultimately. It gets into who do we trust, gets back to COVID, gets back to all that stuff. By the way, Diane Marseglia, too. Delaware Valley Journal, full disclosure, where I write. They're just second to none. Linda Stein over there. They have up a piece today. Diane Marseglia. How many days to this woman's next election out there in Bucks County? Diane, come on back on the show. Making the point, because new emails have surfaced of what we told you about in great detail. Remember Dr. Damsker, the guy who was making great strides. He's the one that says you only have to be 3 feet apart in schools to be safe, not six. He was in demand across the state. What did they do? They put him in the basement. These emails show how he was pushed out of the picture. Marseglia says, well, people don't care about that anymore. What don't you understand, Dom? And guess what? I have a tendency to believe that people out in Bucks County and maybe across our area, they forget who did what to us and their kids. How are we ever going to stop these petty tyrants like Marseglia and Bob Harv deGrasse Harvey and DiGirolamo, who, based on these emails and court findings, hid all this and kept those schools closed in Bucks County? Why in the world would people just move on? What is missing with these people in the suburbs is what I'm saying. We're told they care about their kids. Look at the schools. They don't understand these people were complicit. They took a great doctor, Dr. Damsker, and put him on ice. Are they that insulated? This came home to everybody. It's not like drive-by shootings. The suburbs were as hard hit by this as anyone. And the after effect of the whole thing with COVID is people don't trust anything scientifically now. That's the net impact of it. These people are apparently fine with it. My kid's 2 grades behind. Yeah, you didn't do it. It just happened. Trump did it. All right. Dr. Oz next. And then your calls. 855-839-1210. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Dr. Oz there yesterday, one of the leaders, along with RFK Jr. and the president, talking about This age-old question, the spiraling numbers of kids with autism, adults with autism. It's an epidemic, no doubt. Trying to get to the bottom of it piece by piece, and it demands a lot of sensitivity because the pain people have whose child sadly has autism, and the look back, should we have done this, not done that. And the first on the docket was something that's been brewing around Tylenol. Being careful, I think a little bit of that yesterday was telling women they just have to tough it out. I don't think Dr. Oz said that or will say that. So without further ado, let's welcome back to town, Dr. Oz.
Tom.
Hey, Dr. Oz, thanks for making a house call. How are things going?
I love this job.
Certainly you are in the thick of some of the most consequential stuff possible. Let's just remind people, you're also the administrative head for the Center for Medicaid and Medicare. And yesterday, with all these conversations, I was thrilled to see you there in the center of a big deal. So I thought, rather than a bunch of questions for Dr. Oz, just tell us what you were thinking happened yesterday. What's the outcome that you would tell people if you were on TV and in general? What would you tell them?
It was a historic day. The government, led by a brave man, the president, and a passionate man, Secretary Kennedy, decided that they're going to be radically transparent with the American people and tell you everything we know about autism. And folks, of course, be jumping up and down, yelling and screaming, you know, you haven't finished all the clinical trials. I mean, yes, in 5 years, we'll know more than we know now. But if your mom with a three-year-old was autistic, or you're pregnant and you're wondering, am I doing something that might make my child autistic, you probably want to know today so you can make a decision. So the president said at the beginning of our term, he said, there's a five-fold increase in autism in the last 25 years. I am not going to tolerate that. One of the most important things in my administration is going to be to deal with this. These trials take 5 years. I'm not going to wait that long. So here's $50 million. Go out there, give these awards out, which have already been done, to the top centers so they can research autism. And then whenever you have clues about what's going down, tell me. So the first clue was that a series of clinical trials have shown that there's a prescription medication called leucovorin. It's basically high-powered B vitamin that in over two dozen studies over 15 years has been shown to be a benefit enough. Again, these are small trials that the experts in the area are giving it to their own children. And so we want to tell the American people that, oh, we don't have all the answers. We're going to change the label on this medication. Which the FDA commissioner is doing, Marty McCary. And so once that label is changed in the next few weeks, then women around America can get access to this medication and have it covered by insurance if they're Medicare or Medicaid or CHIP, which is Children's Health Insurance. All those are the programs I run. We will cover that medication. And so more than half the kids are on it through my insurance, and the other private insurance companies pick it up, which I think they will. We'll give moms a affordable, great option that they can talk about with their doctor. The doctor writes a prescription against prescription leucovorin, and they'll be able to get this relatively safe medication and try it on their kids. We're going to collect data as they're using the medication. If the kids are improving, we'll know it, and we'll share that update with real-world data update with America. So the entire country will be part of this process. And, of course, we're funding clinical trials separately as well. But as the NIH and FDA is studying this data, it'll make it easier for moms to make a decision. But the waiting is done. The gaslighting, telling moms this is all genes, oh, this is just a measurements difference in how we look at autism, all that's going away. We're not arguing those points anymore. We believe this is real, and we're going to find a solution. So that was part one. And then, Dom, part two, of course, was acetaminophen, yes, which is Tylenol. There is enough evidence now that overuse of Tylenol during pregnancy could be linked to autism. We wanted to warn moms about that. So low-grade fever, mild aches and pains, you probably don't want to take this medication if you can avoid it. Talk to your doctor if you've got more significant issues like a higher fever or more intractable pain so they can be involved in advising you. You can take the medication if you need to. It's safer than a lot of the other stuff that's out there that has not been prohibited for pregnant women. But it's not safe enough that you can take it willy-nilly. You need to be thoughtful about it.
I like where you started. The media is not doing that. I like where you started, and I've told my listeners here in Philadelphia, Dr. Oz, that I thought the bigger story here would be this mitigation, this these trials you're talking about with this enhanced vitamin B, as you called it. I think that is a huge part of the story. But let's go back to the Tylenol. The Philadelphia Inquirer and others are lining up all these people at Drexel and Penn, et cetera, and their word they're using is they're reeling. They're saying women now are going to be confused about what to do during pregnancy. We're kind of saying to them, just tough it out. What's the response to that?
You know, it's a very paternalistic approach. You know, you respect women. You claim you want to take care of women. You claim you want to give them autonomy and the right to do this or that. And then you treat them like children or babies when it comes to warning them about a potential concern. Women, I know quite a few, tend to be really smart about this stuff, right? Just give them the information. There's a large study published from the School of Public Health at Harvard, which is world famous. This is, by the way, less than a month ago, that put together 46 trials. Some of them were negative, didn't show a correlation with Tylenol in pregnancy, but most of them did show a correlation. The conclusion of the article was there's something real here and it's important. We spoke to the dean of that university, and he actually wrote a letter supporting the warning to women, independent of anybody else's problem. The guy who studied it, knows it the best, has the biggest recent paper, said that he's concerned enough that if his own wife was pregnant, he would advise her to avoid taking Tylenol. And by the way, that was the litmus test for these two announcements. We asked the experts around the country who had insights, who'd been using prescription leucovorin for autism treatment or Tylenol research. We asked, would you support this in your own family? And they said, yes. You know, we don't think Tylenol should be used as widely as is currently accepted. We think women should know that there's enough of a concern that she should maybe pull back in using it as much as it's been advocated for. And the same thing for leucovorin. You know, if you've got the guy with the largest clinical practice in America of autistic patients uses, and two of his own kids are on the spectrum. He uses leucovorin quite wide. Not always. He uses it, tries it. If it doesn't work, he stops using it. And if it does work, he keeps using it.
Dr. Oz, I thought this was a rather moderate and reasonable approach. We didn't go to the third rail where there's going to be more debate, as you know, on vaccines. And yet, we're still seeing this pushback. I like what you said at the beginning. Maybe expound upon that a little bit more. The president who did get the COVID vaccine, I don't know how many presidents would have been able to do that, saying we got to come up with answers on this and using your guidance and RFK and all the experts there. And I like what you said about the guy who said he wouldn't have his wife take Tylenol during pregnancy. I think that has to be the headline. How do you rebut something like that?
My biggest concern is even though the scientists agree with what we're saying, they can't say it if they agree because they're intimidated.
Yeah.
We know that's happening. The folks who don't like us for this or other reasons, they're the loud ones who complain about the fact that we've said things without checking all the boxes and crossing our T's and dotting our I's. And so you end up with a warped perspective. And, of course, the media only wants to hear from the people complaining about what we've done. But let's just take a step back. What did we do? We warned women that they should be more judicious in their use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Right. Why? Because experts are doing that already to their families. Why wouldn't we share that wisdom with the American people? And we told moms and families of kids who are autistic that they might consider a prescription medication that seems to be safe, and in the clinical trials to date seems to be effective enough that they should be trying it. Again, advice that the doctors in these trials are taking for their own families. This all seems like I'm doing a good job. Like if I'm at home watching the president, you're applauding him. And they are applauding him. But the media continues to tell a narrative that's completely counterproductive to that, to the point, and we saw this during COVID, they will undermine valid approaches to treating a problem because it's in their political interest to do so. And Dom, you remember this from when I was running. When you mix politics and medicine, what do you end up with? Politics.
Yeah, exactly. And I think
that's the problem. That, you know, we're not fooling around. This president is passionate about this issue. He doesn't care if you think this is a problem for him. In fairness, in what world is this a politically wise move for the president? Right? Getting involved in a quagmire like autism is something that politicians run away from, or they soft pedal it, right? Or they just, you know, give these sort of anodyne comments that they don't actually do anything about. These women are angry. They use the word gaslight. They feel like they've been lied to by the American government, who are, they believe, covering up potential clues because they would hurt industry or, you know, ruffle feathers. And the president said, I don't care. In fact, I'm not going to wait one more day, these are his words, one more day because another child will be hurt while we're dilly-dallying around how to message this the right way. He said exactly what he was feeling. He asked us to do the same. You heard it loud and clear. Yesterday was a historic day for this reason. And when people reflexively attack him because they have Trump derangement syndrome,
Wait a minute. You mentioned it. Now, the president said, are you going to classify? You can break it here on the Dom Giordano show. Are you going to be classifying Trump derangement syndrome as a malady of some sort?
Tom, I don't know yet. That's actually not my main purview. CDC does that. But it is there's a possibility. I tell you, it's gotten it's pretty severe for some people. We all know someone in our life who's got TDS.
Yeah, exactly. One parting question for Dr. Oz. Your day job, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare, which it's a big, the last time we talked, part of America. What's coming down the pipe? Can you give us a sense of what we're going to see in coming days from you?
Yes, we have some big announcements coming up on a variety of topics. Let me talk about one that's fairly significant called the Rural Health Transformation Fund. And I know if you're in Philly, you don't think that applies to you. I'm from Philly. There are areas right around us who are considered rural that are eligible for this money. I've already spoken, connected with Governor Shapiro. So Pennsylvania is working hard to prepare its application. The $50 billion money is going to be dedicated to transforming how we deliver health care in rural parts of the country. So we have superstars in areas of Pennsylvania. Rob Bresnahan, for example, I was up in Scranton, Wilkesboro, McKenzie, there's a ton of great Congressman James Joyce, obviously, John Joyce out further west. These are really top-notch congressmen who are the heart and soul of the Republican Party and the Republican caucus in Washington, and they are actively involved in making sure that their communities are going to be supported with this money. We need to right-size the healthcare system. We need to make sure that we have more personnel. We don't have enough doctors and nurses in rural parts of Pennsylvania. And we desperately need to make sure we have technology available so that the best quality care is offered in those communities. The life expectancy in rural parts of America is about 3 years shorter than that in urban areas. I mean, it should not be that, you know, that the rural northern parts of our state have a life expectancy much shorter than Center City, Philadelphia. We're all Pennsylvanians. We all deserve our health. Right. Our zip code should not be our destiny.
Dr. Oz, thank you so much. I'm so glad you found this spot where you really are impacting in big-time ways. And I know you're enjoying the job, and we're glad with your credibility and background that you're there.
It's the best job ever, and it's even better when I get to speak to friends like you. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Oz. Bye-bye. All right, there's Dr. Oz. Big issues, big guests, right there in the center ring of this. Love to get your reaction, particularly females. You heard how he articulated it. I liked it a lot better than what was said yesterday. It really couched it well, what they're doing. They're trying to dismantle what causes autism piece by piece. 855-839-1210. Let's, for a moment, remind you, too, about living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. Now, this is Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout. and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be at it for free. Call him today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when you buy any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, says conservatives are taking over the media. I know we don't like to see it that way, but let me see if I can make the case, because rather than just saying they control everything, oh, woe is us, are we starting to win this battle even in the media? And I'll play you Stephen Colbert calling himself a martyr last night. A little bit later on, we're going to talk with Mike Donahue. Big event coming our way to the Jersey Shore, October 10th. Rich and I and Matt Rooney, all our speakers for Jack Cittarelli, the Seaport. It's a great spot right there on the boardwalk, the end of the boardwalk in North Wildwood. So all that unfolds throughout the show. Get in on the side question here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.